This is Thursday, the day we read from your letters.
Our coverage of the New York City transit strike prompted some of you to complain that we weren't telling the whole story.
Andres Nader of Rochester, New York wrote, I've been appalled to hear NPR's coverage on the strike concentrate solely on the travails and heroic efforts of New York City commuters, giving much airtime to the mayor's accusations, while it gave no attention to the plight of transit workers and the difficulties they face.
And Beth Baker of Tacoma Park, Maryland, echoed that thought. She writes that listeners heard from Mayor Bloomberg, descriptions of street scenes, interviews with those who had been inconvenienced, but not one word from the workers on strike. Ms. Baker continues, you mentioned in passing the strike was over wages and benefits, but that's not reporting. What drove the workers to take the strike? What are their demands? I expect more than one-sided reporting from public radio.
A report on a wholly different subject took one of our listeners back to New York City of a different time.
Wow, I heard the strains of I Have a Boyfriend and jumped out of my chair, writes Luann Galanti of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ms. Galanti wrote after our conversation with the co-producer of a CD compilation called One Kiss Leads to Another, Girl Group Sounds, Lost and Found.
Her email continues, I haven't heard that song since, well, let's say a very long time. And all the words came back to me, and I was back in the Bronx in the pizza parlor on College Avenue on 170th Street with my friends. We had a girl group, too, four of us, and sang locally. So thank you. It was like finding a needle in a haystack. Shadoop, shadoop.
Well, our interview with Roy Kaler, the man who has mastered the claw, did not evoke any joy for Elizabeth Pownall of Eugene, Oregon.
The claw is that coin-operated arcade game where players maneuver a mechanical crane over a pile of stuffed toys in hopes of grabbing one. Roy Kaler has gotten so good that he comes out with dozens of toys in a single run, and he's been giving them away to children.
Ms. Pownall said she was surprised we aired the story. He is basically stealing these toys, and I fail to see why this is newsworthy for NPR, she writes. We teach our children not to do things like this. What is he teaching our children? By airing this story, you've just taught a lot of people how to rip off the vending machine.
But Noreen Mann of McLouth, Kansas, says her husband already had the game all figured out. Our oldest grandson tends to pick what he wants, and my husband will usually get it for him. We've walked out of stores and restaurants many times with arms full of toys from their machine. We have taken to giving them to whatever child is around. The children, and sometimes their parents, break out in big smiles.
Well, to send us your tales, or to take us to task, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.